This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
Another big day in Trump land. Wayne Allen Root, War Now, USA Radio. Another great day. We got him on the run again. Roseanne Barr is gone. She's out of the way. And we dominate the news cycle again. Good news for Republicans. Bad news for liberals. Who watches CNN? Nobody. Absolutely nobody. Someone explain to me, in a capitalist society, a publicly traded company, who the hell is running CNN? What kind of a moron is running CNN? What kind of a complete idiot would allow a network to drop in ratings below Nickelodeon? Below Home and Garden Television? Nobody's watching CNN anymore. Nobody. CNN came in behind Nickelodeon and Home and Garden Television and just a few slots above the History Channel in the latest cable network ratings. Meanwhile, Fox News Channel topped the list as the most watched network on cable television for the 18th straight week in a row, Adweek reported, based on Nielsen Media Research ratings for the week of May 14th to May 20th. Coming in behind Fox were Turner, Network, MSNBC, Nickelodeon, Home and Garden, CNN ranked number 7, followed closely by USA, History Channel, and Food Network. Unbelievable. Truly unbelievable. CNN. History. All because of Jeffrey Zucker. What a moron. ABC Values. ABC Disney hired a convicted child molester, but fired Roseanne Barr for a mean tweet. See, I thought Roseanne's tweet was stupid and mean and really certainly verged on the border of racist, although it was fun. She's a comedian, so it was supposed to be funny. She didn't mean it seriously. It was a very hard-edged joke. So those days are gone, right? You can't have comedians anymore that tell hard-edged jokes that ever touch somebody's race. It's amazing. Can you imagine? You couldn't have a Don Rickles today. Couldn't even exist. But in any case, ABC fired Roseanne Barr for posting mean tweets. The main one, of course, that Obama advisor Valerie Jarrett was the spawn of a Muslim Brotherhood and monkeys, from Planet of the Apes. Disney chief Bob Iger said canning Roseanne was the right thing to do. But what he didn't tell you is that ABC hired writer-director Victor Salva after he served time for child molestation. Salva abused a boy from age 8 to 12 who was acting on a film he directed. He served 15 months in jail. He molested a boy from age 8 to 12 who was acting in a film he directed and he videotaped it. Whew. Disney ABC hired him to direct the film Powder, but fires Roseanne within hours for a tweet. ABC also employs some of the biggest racists in the business. The irony of Disney canning Roseanne while continuing to employ some of the industry's biggest racist and race-baiting frauds, Jemele Hill of ESPN, Bomani Jones, Steve Smith, is not lost on most. Oh, and at the same time hiring a scum of a human in Keith Olbermann. Who said this? Kurt Schilling today on Twitter. The irony of Disney canning Roseanne while continuing to employ some of the industry's biggest racists and race-baiting frauds like Jemele Hill, Bomani Jones, Steve Smith, and at the same time hiring a scum of a human, Keith Olbermann. I'm with you. I'm with you, Kurt Schilling. You're right. Guess who they fired? Kurt Schilling. Right? ESPN couldn't have him on because he was a conservative, as if being conservative is a crime. Other big news today, President Trump pardons Dinesh D'Souza, a good friend of mine, author and filmmaker. He faced political persecution after he directed and released anti-Obama film 2016, Obama's America. He was indicted over illegal campaign contributions. It was an obvious witch hunt. In January, D'Souza said his FBI file obtained by the House Intelligence Committee shows the FBI red-flagged him as a critic of Obama and subsequently allocated $100,000 to investigate a $20,000 case. Barack Hussein Obama was allegedly the most corrupt politician in the U.S. history. He weaponized every government agency from the IRS to the DOJ to the FBI. Dinesh reacted positively to the petition. Dinesh tweeted, "Hey, someone here is standing up for me to try and undo the selective prosecution of petty, vindictive Obama. How cool." Trump put out a tweet, "We'll be giving a full pardon to Dinesh D'Souza today. He was treated very unfairly by our government." Michael Flynn Jr., the son of General Flynn, weighed in. "The political hit job on Dinesh D'Souza was a disgrace. That's what the Obama administration was good at, targeting those they disagreed with and trying to silence them. Man, this sounds familiar." See? And these are all people who are verifying the same thing I went through. Does anybody understand the IRS tried to destroy my life because they red flagged my tax return because I was a conservative? Does anyone understand that? Now, here comes a shocking revelation. Well, let me first tell you who else is going to pardon before I get to that. Trump weighs leniency for Martha Stewart and Rod, I don't know how to pronounce his name, the former Illinois governor, Blagojevich, I think it is, Blagojevich. President Trump said Thursday will pardon conservative provocateur Dinesh D'Souza, revealed he's weighing pardons or commutations for Martha Stewart and former Illinois governor Rod Blagojevich. Something like that. Never can quite figure out how you pronounce names like that. Stewart founded a lifestyle and home merchandising company, convicted in 2004 on charges related to insider stock trading. Stewart sold stock based on a non-public tip she received and avoided a loss in her shares, according to the SEC. She was found guilty at trial on several felony charges, including conspiracy and making false statements, and was sentenced to 5 months in prison. On the other hand, I'll call him Rod B., the former governor of Illinois, a Democrat, was impeached and removed from office in 2009 on corruption charges relating to him supposedly attempting to sell Barack Obama's open Senate seat. Sentenced to 14 years in prison and serving his time in Inglewood, Colorado. Here's another one I'm thinking about, Trump said, Rod Blagojevich. Saying that I can never pronounce his name, so I'm going to say Rod B. had received a lengthy sentence for being stupid and saying things that every other politician, you know, that many other politicians say. That's a quote from Trump. There's a lot of bravado. Plenty of other politicians have said a whole lot worse. If it doesn't, it shouldn't have been put in jail. He's a Democrat, not my party, but I thought he was treated unfairly. And I agree. I totally agree. I said this from day one. As a matter of fact, if he was selling Obama's seat, guess what? Obama was in on it and wanted a cut of it. Nobody ever put Obama in jail, and Obama never, ever lifted a finger to help Rod B. Wow. He's more interested in the curtailment of Rod B.'s sentence than granting a full pardon. And guess who brought the charges against Rod B.? Former FBI Director James Comey. President's talk of pardons and commutations came the day after reality TV star Kim Kardashian West went to the White House to press for prison reform and pardon for Alice Marie Johnson, who's serving a life sentence for a first-time conviction on drug trafficking and money laundering charges. I'd be willing to bet you he's going to pardon her. I'll bet she's pardoned her. You know how many millions of people love Kim Kardashian? You know how many, and Kanye West? What a good PR win this would be if he pardons Alice Marie Johnson. First of all, should anyone get a life sentence for a first-time conviction on drug trafficking? I don't think so. He pardoned Joe Arpaio, and that's something I asked for way before he did it and sent it directly to the president. And he pardoned Scooter Libby, another great thing. He pardoned Christian Mark Saucier, who's been a guest on my show three or four times already, Navy sailor who kept classified materials, basically took photos on a nuclear submarine. And Jack Johnson, the African-American boxing legend, convicted for interracial dating across state lines. So great moves by Trump. Now let's talk about Obama. Shocking revelation. Barack Obama lobbied Canadian leader to work against the incoming president of the United States, Trump. Wow. The New York Times wrote a sad piece on Thursday morning how the Obama regime took the news that businessman Donald Trump shellacked Hillary Clinton in the 2016 election. Not well. They didn't take it well. Obama reportedly lobbied Canadian Prime Minister and Castro supporter Justin Trudeau to work against the incoming U.S. president. Ben Rose describes the reaction of foreign leaders. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe of Japan apologized for breaching protocol by meeting with Mr. Trump at Trump Tower after the election. Mr. Obama urged Justin Trudeau of Canada to take on a more vocal role defending the values they shared. And they didn't bat an eye reporting this news. That's amazing. To me, it's jaw-dropping. That is amazing. A president of the United States working against the next president. The other big news today Is Google and Wikipedia listing Nazism as California GOP's top ideology? Can you imagine what an outrage this is? Google came under fire after listing Nazism as the ideology of the California Republican Party. A spokesman says the error is due to online vandalism. I don't believe that. I don't believe that in a second. The error, which is first spotted by political strategist Eric Wilson, showed Nazism along other ideologies such as conservatism, market liberalism, fiscal conservatism, and green conservatism. If you search for California Republicans on Google, Google its Nazism. The error showed up on Google's knowledge panel, which pulls information from various sources, including Wikipedia. What a joke. What a joke. But the irony is, first of all, let me say this as a Jew. Adolf Hitler and the Nazis killed 6 million Jews. Until anyone in America kills 6 million Jews, nobody can be compared to Nazis. Nobody. Not a Republican, not a Democrat, nobody. I hate Obama. I've never compared Obama to Nazis. Last I checked, he did some things that should rot him in jail for years. The fraud of Obamacare and the attack of me and others by the IRS, that should put Obama in jail for years. But he's not a Nazi. He didn't murder 6 million Jews, so I never compared him to a Nazi. I'm sick and tired of Democrats using that term. If anyone's going to be compared to Nazis, and I repeat, no one should be, but it should be the Democratic Party, liberals. They love Palestinians. They love Muslims. They support Muslim terrorists. They defend Muslim terrorists. And, of course, they love George Soros. It gives them all their money. George Soros was a Nazi collaborator. That's a fact. He admitted it himself on 60 Minutes. I watched it now. He didn't bother to deny a single thing. He stood around and went from door to door when they stole the property of Jews. Jews who were being sent off to concentration camps to die. And when they asked him, do you feel guilty about it? No, not at all. Not in the slightest. Someone had to do it. If it wasn't me, it would have been someone else. There's your party of Nazis, but no. Hi, I'm Wade Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable, and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. Hey! So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach? Hey! Because Hotels.com lets me do me. Hey! And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hey! Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
Hi, I'm Wade Allen Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Barack Obama in the national media. You may remember from stories at Fox News. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. I interviewed all the top tax lawyers in America, and I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. The entire IRS was out to destroy me, and we won. Not once, but twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have hired non-lawyer tax resolution firms and have spent thousands of dollars getting nowhere. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis and get honest answers about your IRS case free. After your free confidential conversation, you'll be surprised at how affordable it is to hire one of the top tax lawyers in the country. In many cases, it's as little as $500 per month for only a few months. Trust me, Sam Lannis is the best. I'm passionate about this. Sam saved my life. The phone number is simple. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. Trust me, it will be one of the best things you've ever done. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Dish TV is better.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, Warnow, welcome back. Your relentless Trump warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior. With a mouth that would make Roseanne blush. SOB, son of a butcher. Warrior for truth, justice, and the American way. Patriot, capitalist, evangelist. American made and proud of it. Can't find a war like this anywhere else in the world. Ass kicker, not ass kisser. Fight for taxpayers, not freeloaders. American citizens, not illegal aliens. Coming to you from the entertainment and low-tax capital of America, Las Vegas, and my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, KBET, owned by and operated by, founded by the great Edward Stolz, and stations all over this great country blessed by God and syndicated by USA Radio. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of the show. We're in the Tangible Investments studio. Why Tangible Investments? Because you know a storm's coming. You need to protect your income, your assets, your family, your future. Tangible is your safe haven from the storm. They've been around 30 years, and their main product has beaten the Dow by a 3-to-1 margin since 1970. Be among the first 100 callers in Tangible Investments. We'll send you absolutely free a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000 right now. First 100, get it. Or visit TII1.com, TII1 for Tangible Investments Incorporated, TII1.com. Most caller-friendly show in America, call toll-free from anywhere in the USA. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Love to have your calls, 833-WAR-TALK. Root for America is my website, rootforamerica.com. You can email me anytime, wayneroot@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you, and I do hear from so many of you. And at Real Wayne Root is my Twitter site, at Real Wayne Root, my Twitter page. I'm not sure what you call it, where you find my tweets. Go to at Real Wayne Root. Look at this right-wing watch. They're so fast. Right-wing media rejoice after Trump announces he will pardon Dinesh D'Souza. And right off the bat, they've got Wayne Root on here. Wayne Allyn Root at Real Wayne Root. They've got my Twitter feed. I see. They've got my tweet. I told everyone starting 3 years ago in June of 2015, Trump would become the greatest conservative president ever. Boy, was I right. And then it's attached to the article Trump to give full pardon to Dinesh D'Souza, that tweet from me. Unbelievable. It's so funny. They lie about everything. You know, they introduce Wayne Root at Right Wing Watch, conspiracy theorist, radio host Wayne Allyn Root. What conspiracy theorist? First of all, everything I ever predicted turned out to be true, number one. But number two, much, much more important than that, if you're going to label a conspiracy theorist, every conservative who ever has a theory about anything about Obama or Hillary, any question, then what would you call every liberal on TV and every liberal on the radio? Oh, I forgot. There are no liberals on the radio because liberal talk radio is a massive failure. You know why there's no liberal talk radio? Because talk radio is only heard in the car on the way to or from work, and nobody liberal works. That's why conservative talk radio works and liberal doesn't. Because every person listening right now is at work or in their car going to or from work. And all the people who sit home watching TV like a dumb zombie who've had a lobotomy, who collect welfare checks and watch freaking cartoons and Dr. Phil and Jerry Springer, those people watch television. They've got MSNBC and CNN on. Even they don't have CNN on. That's right. I just told you. Home and Garden gets better ratings than CNN. But they've got MSNBC. So you can occasionally make liberal talk work on television for morons sitting home staring at a boob tube. But on radio, it doesn't work. But anyway, there are lots of liberal personalities. I don't know if they're hosts on radio, hosts on TV. They're personalities. They're activists. And they have nothing but conspiracy theorists. Everyone who ever talked about Russian collusion for Trump is a conspiracy theorist. Anyone who ever talked about Stormy Daniels or Trump's other supposed affairs is a conspiracy theorist. Anyone who ever talked about Trump's taxes is a conspiracy theorist. Rachel Maddow is a freaking conspiracy theorist. Right Wing Watch, how dare you call Wayne Root a conspiracy theorist? Because you are slanderers. You just make stuff up to make someone sound like they don't know what they're talking about. When in reality, every prediction I've made, by the way, every liberal said Hillary would win. So did almost every conservative. So did every pollster. So did every expert. So did every consultant. But Wayne Root said Hillary would lose. Trump would win. Am I a conspiracy theorist? I think all of you were failed conspiracy theorists. You know what your conspiracy theory was? That Hillary might win. You were all so stupid. Now, coming up, we'll have some great guests. One of them, Laura Loomer, coming up in the next hour. In this hour, we've got Megan Barth, but Laura Loomer's coming on in hour number two with huge breaking news. The Vegas killer warned an Uber driver of a looming terrorist attack at Mandalay Bay. He didn't warn him of a looming attack in Mandalay Bay, a terrorist attack at Mandalay Bay. Exactly what I said from the beginning it looked like it was. It had all the MO of a terrorist attack by ISIS. And he warned an Uber driver of a terrorist attack at Mandalay Bay. Also important to know, small business reporting record wage increases. Again, the media doesn't talk about that. That would make you some sort of conspiracy theorist. The economy's good. GDP's good. There are jobs. Conspiracy theorist. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery Channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com.
USA Radio News.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and a senior North Korean official ended their talks today in New York City. Secretary of State Pompeo then updated us on those meetings.
Through these series of meetings, I'm confident we're moving in the right direction. The proposed summit offers a historic opening for President Trump and Chairman Kim to boldly lead the United States and the DPRK into a new era of peace, prosperity, and security.
The union, representing thousands of Las Vegas casino workers, estimated that MGM and Caesars could lose more than $10 million a day if housekeepers, cooks, and others go on strike starting Friday. Las Vegas Mayor Carolyn Goodman was asked if she believes a strike will happen.
We depend for everything that we do here on the diversity of our community and on the camaraderie of everybody that lives here. I think it will settle. I'm not quite sure on the numbers because, of course, I haven't been included in them.
This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
All right, way down the road war now. Some low-life liberal. Don't you just love and live to annoy liberals? I mean, I do. I just love it. Some liberal piece of human garbage just sent me a letter laced with the F word. Told me to go F myself and F Trump and F the you-know-what up my you-know-what hole. I love it. I love it. That's all you know how to do is use a curse word. You use the F word as a verb and a noun and an adverb and a pronoun. And it's all you know because you're a lowlife. Another liberal lowlife with a lobotomy. Bullet Blocker is the sponsor of this segment of the show, Bullet Blocker. Sometimes you just find a product and go, wow, why didn't I think of that? This guy's going to be rich. And that's Bullet Blocker. That's Joe Curran. Trained as an Army Ranger, former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a super successful made-in-the-USA company that offers bullet-resistant products for your most precious asset, your children. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, briefcases, and more. Bullet Blocker gives your kids the gift of life and gives parents the gift of peace of mind. Send your kids to school and know they're safe. Stylish clothing that protects like police body armor. Go to bulletblocker.com. Every parent listening, go to bulletblocker.com. Enter the code WAR, W-A-R, for Wayne Allyn Root to save 10% on every order. Go to bulletblocker.com. Thank you, Bullet Blocker, for sponsoring the show. All right, we've got Megan Barth here. Her website is ReaganBabe.com. Normally, she's in studio. Today, we've got her at home. Megan, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. So, Trump giving a full pardon to Dinesh D'Souza and considering pardoning Martha Stewart and Rod B., as I call him, because I can't pronounce his damn last name, the former Illinois governor, Blagojevich, I guess I pronounce
Blagojevich.
It.
Blagojevich. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about that? I think it's great. I think it's great stuff.
Well, I think it is great, but of course, some White House correspondent hack of the mainstream media, and forgive me, I don't have her name in front of me, but Brian Stetler of CNN retweeted her that every single one of his five pardons have been connected to entertainment or politics, which is a complete and total fabricated lie. What's interesting is that Obama pardoned, what, a majority of drug dealers and let them back out on our streets. Dinesh D'Souza was railroaded, and he was railroaded by the Obama administration because he was a political enemy of the Obama administration. It took his counsel over 2 years, excuse me, it took Congress over 2 years to get Dinesh D'Souza's FBI file. Why do you think that is? Maybe it looked like your IRS file, Wayne.
Yeah,
it literally pointed out that he was a quote-unquote enemy of the state, when in fact the Obama administration was an enemy of the people, like Dinesh D'Souza.
Right. It was red flagged. There's no question about it. Red flagged. And that's what my report
was,
and that's what he was, yes.
And that's just one of the long lists of political casualties, which include General Michael Flynn and others, like the Tea Party, for example, Gibson Guitars that was raided by the DOJ, Catherine Engelbrecht, who started True the Vote in Houston, and her family business of dozens of years was unexpectedly audited and raided by multiple federal agencies, including the IRS. Never had happened to them before until she wanted to bring voter integrity to the Houston county that she lived in.
Do you know what I found out after the fact? So I kept thinking how lucky I was when I was in the middle of the IRS attack and I was spending thousands of dollars on lawyers and accountants, et cetera, et cetera. And my life was, on the line because these people could destroy your life. And I kept thinking I was lucky because the only government agency that came after me was the IRS. And I saw what happened to Catherine Engelbrand. And I said, oh, my gosh, she had like 20 come after her. But that's because her husband had like a manufacturing company. I had a company, a sports handicapping company, and luckily for me, we closed our doors and ended the business in 2009. So by the time all of this started, remember, Obama didn't sign in as president until, he was sworn in February, end of January 2009. So I already closed my business. I found out after the fact from the landlord that several different government agencies knocked on the door looking for Wayne Root and his company after the business was closed. And when they found out it was out of business, they went away and never contacted me. So I was going to get the same treatment of Engelbrecht. I was going to have 12 government agencies coming after me. Oh, that's not weaponized now, is it?
Well, and Dinesh D'Souza even spent time in jail, paid enormous amount of fines. But this is the weaponization of federal bureaucracies against the political enemies as enacted by the Democrats.
There
what they do
difference.
Is they try to bankrupt you into submission.
Right.
Your attorney's fees and everybody else's attorney's fees, for example, one of a guy from Buffalo, New York, that worked on the Donald Trump campaign had to sell his house and move closer to D.C. to make more money for his attorney's fees. Michael Flynn lost his house of decades where he raised his children. This is how the Democrats roll.
Right, but there's one point I want to make so we don't sound like we're saying something wrong. You can't compare Wayne Root to Dinesh D'Souza because I did nothing wrong. Dinesh committed a petty crime, but it was a crime. And he's never tried to say it wasn't a crime. He's tried to say, if I'm not mistaken, that they never would have found it if they didn't red flag his case in the first place, if they weren't watching him. And number two, once he did it, it was so minor that if you were a Democrat, they would have ignored it, or they might have given him just a fine. But because he's a Republican, they gave him 5 months of going to a halfway house. But he did commit a crime. There's no question that there's campaign finance limits to what you can give a candidate. He tried to overrule, usurp those rules by giving money to like five different people in their name. He gave the money and they gave it to the person, so it didn't look like he was giving his old college friend $20,000 or more. So Dinesh did commit a minor crime, one that a Democrat would have absolutely gotten away with and no one would have cared, and they made him a case because he was a Republican. But you can't compare it to my case. I committed no crime. No one ever said I committed a crime. It's been proven after 4 years of studying my IRS files that there never was anything wrong, and they didn't accuse me of a crime. It was just a regular private audit. It wasn't a civil audit. It wasn't a crime. No one ever said I committed a crime. I just want to make sure we say that, because you can't say that, you know, they were wild in the way they went after Dinesh and the way they tried to put him in jail. But what he did was, in fact, a crime, but a misdemeanor, a minor crime, one that didn't hurt anybody. So I just want to make sure we say that.
Well, right. Yes, there's obviously many differences. However, does the punishment fit the crime?
No, it doesn't.
Secondarily, should he have a judge, of course, out of New York, ensure that he submits to psychological counseling?
Right. It was no question they went after him in a ridiculous way.
This was absolute harassment.
You don't think the same thing would happen to me?
With abuse of government agencies using the activist judicial arm of the Barack Obama administration to destroy a man. We have all committed crimes. Every day we commit multiple crimes that we don't even know about. But when a crime doesn't exist, you'll bet your bottom that Robert Mueller will try to find one, because he'll investigate the man in order to find the crime. That's how the Democrats roll. That's how weaponized government rolls. And we all would be under, if Hillary Clinton were president, we'd all be red flagged.
Oh, no question about it. By every government agency, not just one, all of them. And that's the problem, you know? I mean, that's the problem. If anyone ever does something wrong, they go before a judge, hopefully they get a fair trial. If Wayne Root does something wrong and I go before any judge in the United States of America who is not a Republican, but even if they are Republican, they could be a deep state, pro-big government, rhino Republican. They'll try and destroy me. Anything at all. I'm talking like parking tickets, speeding tickets. You got no shot if you're a big Trump fan and you're a public figure and you go in front of a judge. They're going to throw the book at you. So, I mean, we've come to a point
where... this has been the tactic of the left for as long as I can remember. I mean, let's look at the No Hate campaign in California. Those that were smeared publicly, their voting donations exposed, the CEO of Mozilla had to step down because he was for traditional marriage. Oh, my God, that's a mortal sin. And so this demonization of conservatives is vast throughout the government, obviously, throughout the city government, so federal and city government, but also within the Democrat activists who are now within the press, as well as the technology companies, criminalizing conservatives. I don't know if you saw the latest, but Kevin McCarthy, House Majority
Leader,
tweeted out that when he was doing the Google search results for California GOP, up pops our ideology and compares it to Nazism.
Right. No, it's scary. And, of course, Google claims they didn't do that. It was just an individual who did it without, you know, anyone could go in and change Google.
Another glitch.
That's their claim.
Yeah, it's another glitch. There are so many glitches when it comes to the false reporting, anonymous sources, technology, enforcement errors, as Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook said, oh, no, it's not censorship, it's just enforcement error. But it is hard to hire people in Silicon Valley because they're so liberal.
It happens only to conservatives. That's the point.
Right.
There's never a glitch for a Democrat. I remember a few years back on Wikipedia, and this is the claim. Google got it from Wikipedia. Wikipedia put Nazism and Republicanism is what their claim is. And I would say that same thing happened to me at Wikipedia. You know, I gave a speech for a company. Do you know how many companies I spoke to in those days? 30 a year? I gave a speech to a company that was that sold products in 100 countries. And in one of the countries, one of them, Norway, they were kicked out of the country. Why? Because they had a competitor in Norway. And the competitor literally fix the process, whatever word you want to use. The Norway government said, let's get rid of that American company. And so they made up a story about them, and they kicked them out of the country and said they can't sell here anymore. Right? So my point is they sell in 100 countries, legally in 99. One kicks them out. I give a speech in front of the company. Wikipedia says Wayne Root is a member of a company that's kicked out of Norway. What? I gave a speech. I have nothing to do with the company. I'm not in ownership. I'm not on the board of directors. I've got nothing to do with the company. I gave a speech for the company. And the fact they got kicked out of Norway, why don't you put he's a member of a company, therefore, that is doing business in 99 countries legally and successfully. Why mention the one it's not? I fought them with a lawyer for a year and a half to get them to remove it, and they finally removed it from my Wikipedia page. You don't think that was purposeful because I'm a conservative political guy? Of course it was. What a joke. I had nothing to do with that company. Zero. All right, hang there, Megan. There's a lot more to talk about. And by the way, it's not just Democrats. John Boehner said there's no Republican Party under Donald Trump. It's taking a nap. The Republican Party doesn't exist under Donald Trump. This is the way people like Boehner think. Well, guess what? Boehner, you, for the entire term of Obama, you rolled over like my dog in heat. You're a loser. And you have the nerve to criticize the guy who's actually winning and winning and winning because you're jealous because you never won anything. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. We'll be back more with Megan Barth. War Now. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I'm not just a conservative talk show host. I'm a father of four kids. When we all send our kids to school each day, the second most important thing is that they get good grades. But the most important thing by far is they come home safe and sound in one piece. Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran thought the same thing. That's why he invented a product called Bullet Blocker. He invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a super successful company around safety products for your most precious assets, your kids and your family. Bullet Blocker is an American company. They custom make a ton of products, bullet-resistant backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, fleeces, briefcases. Bullet Blocker gives you the gift of life, clothing that looks cool but protects your children's life with the same coverage as police body armor. Everything works with Department of Education guidelines. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10% on your order. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. That's 800-635-6303.
Not all benefits listed may be available on all plans or in a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type may be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Blue Blocker Sunglasses. How good are blue blockers? First, America's astronauts use the same blue blocking formula in outer space. And over 20 million pairs have been sold throughout the world. 20 million. They're as stylish as sunglasses costing hundreds more. They look great on both men and women. Blue blockers provide the best eye protection, blocking 100% of the UVA, UVB, and blue light. Blue light is very bad for your eyes and often the cause of many eye diseases. Blue blocker sunglasses block 100% of the blue light. They're the most protective sunglasses you can own. You can hit the lens with a hammer and the lens won't shatter. We've heard of cases where a Blue Blocker customer got into a car accident, and if it weren't for Blue Blockers, they would be blind today. So call toll-free and order one pair for $29.95 or two pairs for $39.95 plus postage. You receive a pair of standard aviator-style Blue Blockers with carrying case neck strap, and if you're not 100% satisfied, you can return them within 90 days for a full refund. Just call toll-free 800-722-7777, 800-722-7777, 800-722-7777.
With a recession ending, if you've been...
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, I love gun control. Don't you love gun control? London has lots of gun control. London's murder toll soars towards 70 for the year after a man in his 40s is stabbed to death on Millionaire's Row, just inches from the Chelsea Football Club. So you don't need guns to kill people, folks. When you have gun control, you have knives killing people. If you have knife control, and no one had a knife, can you imagine? You'd have to cut your meat with a spoon. But if you had knife control, then they'd kill people with forks and spoons. They'd run them over with cars and trucks. It doesn't matter. Guns protect people. They don't kill people. How ridiculous. And by the way, London's murder toll soars towards 70 for the year. That's like a good weekend in Chicago. All right, and they've got the strictest gun control in America. The Landis Tax Group is the sponsor of this segment of the show. I had my own IRS experience. I searched nationally for the most notable and prestigious tax attorney in America to fight the IRS on my behalf, and I chose Sam Landis. He not only beat the IRS once, he did it twice. I walked away unscathed. I didn't owe a cent. Thank you, Sam Landis. Give him a call. The attorneys at the Landis Tax Group have resolved over 8,500 IRS cases, so it would be 8,499 if it wasn't for Wayne Root. It's time to put the power of a real tax attorney in a real tax law. A one low monthly fee. You call them. It's a free consultation. You don't get a salesman on the phone. You get a tax attorney on the phone. So you're protected by attorney-client privilege. There's no sales hype. There's no lies. There's no BS. It's just an attorney telling you the truth, how long it'll take, what it'll cost, and you'll be shocked how inexpensive it is. Call the Landis Tax Group at 800. We help you. 800. We help you. 800. We help you. The letter U, because you're an underdog when you go up against the IRS without Sam Landis. All right, we're back with Megan Barth, website ReaganBabe.com. Megan, are you there and all shaken up, making her shake with her blender while we're listening in the break? You there?
Yes.
You're
yes,
off the mute. You're off the mute.
I know, I forgot to put the mute on, but you heard the power of my new blender. I'm very excited.
You are so pathetic with mechanical things that
I think
somewhere in your genes you're Jewish, I'm telling you. And I'm saying that as a Jew, because Jews are just, we just can't do mechanical things, you know? There's something wrong with the car, you bring it to the shop. You need something screwed in, you call a handyman. You don't do it yourself because you'd break it, because we just don't have any mechanical ability. So the more I see of you, Megan, I think you're Jewish. Anyway, outrage as Samantha Bee calls Ivanka Trump a feckless, and I can't say the word after that, but referring to a part of her anatomy. And so she has finally apologized, correct? Samantha Bee apologized?
Of course, kind of she apologized. Of course she apologized. And it happened pretty quickly. However, I find the apology completely hollow. Why? Because this was scripted. This was proofed. This was produced. And this was filmed. This wasn't some sort of ad lib. So everybody in the studio, including the producers, knew that she was going to drop the "see you next Tuesday" on Ivanka's lap. And there cannot be double standards in decency. We just went through the entire outrage, whether it's justifiable or not, over Roseanne. It depends, I guess, on your opinion of what she meant. But her apology doesn't hold any weight. And so Brian Stetler and CNN and the other hacks at Media Matters to just tell us that, well, it was Roseanne Barr's tweet was done out of racism. Samantha Bee's was done out of hatred. Oh, okay, so now there's different levels of hatred and hate depending on who's delivering and who's receiving. You know, this is a pattern with the left, especially the females out of Hollywood and the Democrat Party that take and the media that take every opportunity to bully and abuse any conservative woman, specifically within or outside the Trump administration.
So no sooner did she apologize, you hear about Sally Field?
Yeah, she doubled down on the viciousness.
Yeah,
not surprising.
Exactly.
This is the filth that is Hollywood. This is the filth that is progressives. They are supposed to be all-inclusive, and everybody can come into the party. But you must think like this. You must think like us. You must look like us. You must think like us. You don't fat-shame us if we're fat, but we can fat-shame you. Don't call us sluts unless we call ourselves sluts and wear the moniker proudly. They use violence. The filth and the gutter comedy continues. And then, of course, you have Kathy Griffin, who is trying to get out of the F list, I guess, back to the D list, dropping F bombs at Chris Saliza and anybody else that cares to take her wrath, defending this verbal abuse towards another woman.
Now, I have a question. First of all, I'm going to show you how out of it I am. I rarely ever watch TV, and if I do, it's going to be a football game or it's going to be some sort of a violent cop shoot-em-out thing. And so I don't know who Samantha Bee is. Who the hell is Samantha Bee? I've never heard of her.
Well, I've never watched her show, but she is vile. She's, of course, you know, she carries the monolithic entertainment of Hollywood, which is just hate Trump every day, every hour of every week. This is the Trump, you know, the hate Trump media, but it is coming emanating out of Hollywood, whether it's Jimmy Kimmel, whether it's Michelle Wolf, whether it's Samantha Bee. They basically all have the same writers. They're all of monolithic thought. They all want to demonize conservatives or anybody that's a Trump supporter. They all want to label us as Nazis and racists and everything else. And so she carries the water for the progressives and the Democrat Party and the Hollywood elite. She's been signed to TBS, which is owned by Time Warner, for another 3 years. Her show has only been on 3 years, but she's so popular, I guess, that they signed her for another three.
And it's a talk show. It's some sort of a sit-down talk show.
I have absolutely no idea. It is some sort of shallow, mindless, garbage piece of typical Hollywood smut.
Dreck, dreck. My grandfather used to say dreck. That's a German word for garbage. Sally Field said, "I like Samantha Bee a lot, but she's flat wrong to call Ivanka a, you know what, a terrible word." She says, "Those are powerful, beautiful, nurturing, and honest," meaning Ivanka's beneath that word. We'll see in a few minutes.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.